Ready, Andre?
Okay. Good evening. It's my pleasure to call to order the April 9th meeting of the Winter Springs City Commission. Thank you, everyone, for coming. It's good to see you here. Andre, would you call the roll?
Yes, sir. Mayor Charles Lacy.
Here.
Deputy Mayor Cade Resnick.
Here.
Commissioner Gene Hubby.
Here.
Commissioner Kevin Cannon.
Here.
Commissioner Ken Greenberg.
Here.
Commissioner Jeff Kendrick.
Here.
City Manager Kevin L. Smith.
Here.
City Attorney Anthony A. Garganese.
Okay. Please stand for a moment of silence, and immediately after that will be our Pledge of Allegiance.
Please face the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Commissioners, may we adopt the agenda without objection?
I'd like to pull 201 just for brief discussion, Mayor, if I may. Just informational?
It's just informational, but so there's not really any polling because there's nothing to be done by the commission. But
do we need action for them to change the meetings? That's what I was curious about.
Since
they're moving the meetings.
It's the Board of Trustees?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Previously, we set, the commission set the meetings on the Board of Trustees.
Mayor, it's been our experience that typically we've tried to work with the board and ask what they, what they desire, and that's what we did in this case. It originated from the consultant having a conflict, and so reached out to the board members, and my understanding is there was a consensus otherwise.
No, I just didn't know if we had to take a formal action on that, so that's the only reason. No? Okay, cool. Okay. That's fine.
So we'll consider it delegated to the board and unless Anthony tells us otherwise. Okay. So with that, Commissioner, can we move on to the next item? All right. Good. So public input. I've got two of the blue forms here that signify interest in giving public input. So I'm going to call these two people up first. And when they're finished, I'll open it back for anybody else who wishes to address the commission. This is for items of general interest that are not on the public hearings agenda later on. So if it's anything but that one public hearing item, now would be a good time. Rules are fairly simple. We'll try to limit you to 3 minutes so that everyone has a chance. If you're representing a group or a homeowner association and advise, we'll raise that to 5 minutes. And the timer to your right will help you out. When you get to the 30-second mark, there's a little beep that reminds you that you've got half a minute to go, and appreciate you staying within those very much. So with that, it's public input is open, and I'll call up first Ms. Colleen Murphy. Name, and I do ask that you start with your name and address. Ms. Murphy knows that, but everyone else.
Thank you, Mayor Lacy. I'm Colleen Murphy, 684 Fanning Drive, Winter Springs. I'll just be brief this evening. I would just like to ask the commissioners to please consider a contract revision with WastePro whenever the next opportunity becomes available to do so, to include the covered roll cart bins for residential recycled materials to replace the current uncovered and smaller curbside bins. We are a growing city, soon to be a much larger city with all of the development underway. We'll have an increase in residential populations. It's time we upgrade our recycling program to a greener model. The uncovered recycle bins allow the items to easily blow out of the bin or get knocked over repeatedly, especially on windy days, causing neighborhoods to end up with items blown into retention ponds and down the storm drains. We all know that plastic pollution is now becoming a critical problem throughout the world. With the covered roll carts, we will be doing our part to contain these items responsibly. I've talked with Commissioner Resnick a couple times this year about the idea. He said the cost to replace is fairly nominal. I personally know many residents in the city who would gladly pay the small cost to have the benefit of the roll cart. I appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Murphy. It's timely. because our contract with Waste Pro will be coming up early next year, so we'll be going through the bid process beginning later this year. And as I'm sure you're aware, since that contract was originally let, the entire industry of recycling has changed substantially. So I think the whole prospect of how we're going to do recycling and what items are recycled and the size of the bins even will be something that we'll be addressing later this year. Okay. Mr. Joe Rudy. So far,
more people filled out the form.
Joe, can you give us your name and address.
Yeah,
to start?
Joe Rudy, R-O-U-D-I, 106 Shellflower Cove. It's in the Howell Creek subdivision, I guess. The reason we came here, my daughter and I, is because we, our homeowners association, there's a lot of activity about a three-story storage facility. And you guys changing the zoning to allow this facility. We don't think it's a good idea. It might be an eyesore. I'd like to know exactly where it is. Because the communications we got is that it's somewhere between 417 and, I don't know, 2 miles.
Winding Hollow.
Winding Hollow, exactly. So we're trying to figure out exactly where it is and if it would fit. And I'm sure you guys will do the right thing as far as aesthetics go, but I've seen a lot of buildings go up around the country that really don't belong where they are. And I just want to make sure that we're doing the right thing here. Okay. Plus, there's apparently a lot of vacant. There's a lot of these facilities around the area that are, you know, less than 50% full, so I don't even know why somebody would want to build it. Hmm. But in any event, that's my comments.
Okay. Thank you very much. And just for everyone's interest, this was a subject that was brought up at our last meeting, and we don't have the agenda for the meeting 2 weeks from today yet, but it would be my expectation that there will be discussion on there then. And there are no specific proposals that we're entertaining for self-storage. This is to take some proactive measure to loosen some of the requirements, because right now self-storage is completely forbidden in just about any area of the city that can actually be developed. So what will potentially be on the agenda is consideration of where self-storage might be permitted and what aesthetics of self-storage would make it acceptable to all of our citizenry. Like I say, the details are yet to be worked out, but I think I can say fairly confidently it won't be a three-story orange door structure, if that's what people have in mind. It'd be something more akin to a Class A, Class B office building. Yep. But thank you, Joe, for coming. Does anyone else wish to address the commission now? Okay, seeing none, we'll close public input. That takes us to the consent agenda.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Motion from Commissioner Hovey, seconded by Commissioner Cannon to approve the consent agenda. Further discussion? Andrea.
Commissioner Cannon.
Aye.
Commissioner Kendrick.
Aye.
Commissioner Greenberg.
Aye.
Commissioner Hovey.
Aye.
Deputy Mayor Resnick.
Aye.
Okay. So consent agenda has passed. Public hearing agenda. We have just one item, if I recall. Yes, one item, item 400 on the public hearing agenda. This is for aesthetic review of the Northern Oaks subdivision, which Brian will present for everyone's benefit. The Northern Oaks, you can see on the map, is on the northeast corner of 417 and 434 for some bearing. Brian?
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. Just a couple quick notes about Northern Oaks. This is a little bit out of sequence. Tonight is just the aesthetic review for Northern Oaks. The final engineering plans were approved about a year ago in March of 2017. The project is well under construction. Northern Oaks is located east of the 417-434 interchange. It's at the bottom of the hill as you're headed east towards Oviedo. It's a 35-unit subdivision. The reason why the aesthetic review is coming now is that the original developer did not have a home builder at the time the final engineering plans were approved. They do now. That home builder is Dreamfinders. So this aesthetic review is based on Dreamfinders' product line. There's seven different units ranging in size from about 2,500 to 4,500 square feet. There's 30 pages of renderings and floor plans in the staff report that I was not planning on going over tonight. With that, I'm here to take any questions.
Okay. Commissioner Cannon.
I know that the final site plans were, or engineering was approved by us about a year ago, but when I drive by that site, Brian, it looks very low. I mean, it's even now during the dry months, it's been quite wet. Are there going to be sufficient safeguards so we don't have flooding in the event of a hurricane? Because it's at the low spot on 434.
Yes, all of the units, it requires a lot of fill in that site, and over-excavation, haul off of unsuitable materials. All homes will be elevated well above the 100-year floodplain elevation.
Okay, all right. Thank you. That was it.
Commissioners, we're looking for a motion to approve the aesthetic review.
Second that.
Motion from Commissioner Greenberg, seconded by Deputy Mayor Resnick.
Don't we have to have public input?
Well, actually, it's a public hearing agenda, so we do. So before I call the vote, I'll open up the public hearing. Does anyone from the public wish to address item 400? Okay. Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing. Thank you, Commissioner Hovey.
You're welcome.
So the motion was made by Commissioner Greenberg, was seconded by Deputy Mayor Resnick to approve item 400. Discussion? Andrea.
Commissioner Hovey?
Aye.
Commissioner Greenberg?
Aye.
Deputy Mayor Resnick?
Aye.
Commissioner Cannon?
Aye.
Commissioner Kendrick?
Aye.
Motion passed. Deputy Mayor, did I cut you off?
No.
Oh, okay. Regular agenda item 500. This is Commissioner Hovey's. Because there's a vacancy that we have created on the TLBD.
Yes, and I would like to nominate Terry Bavona for that position.
Second.
Okay, a motion by Commissioner Hovey, was seconded by Commissioner Cannon to nominate Ms. Bavona. Just, Andrea, do you have an application and all the boxes are checked, et cetera?
Yes.
Okay. Discussion on the nomination? Yeah.
I'll say something.
Oh, say something, Mr. Greenberg.
I had the pleasure... I got to turn this on. I've had the pleasure of interviewing Ms. Bavona along as a former chairman of the TLBD, along with the current chairman now, Tom Vagnini, and both of us are duly impressed, and she's very knowledgeable and extensive financial background and budgeting, which is, of course, a very important component of that position. So I would fully endorse her appointment.
All right, so we have the motion to appoint. If there's no further discussion, Andrea, call the roll, please.
Deputy Mayor Resnick?
Aye.
Commissioner Hovey?
Aye.
Commissioner Cannon?
Aye.
Commissioner Greenberg?
Aye.
Commissioner Kendrick?
Aye.
Okay, Ms. Bavona, congratulations. April 18th is the next meeting of the TLBD. Reports.
Reports. Is that for the full 4 years? There's only one meeting between now and then on the TLBD. So rather than go through this again next month, it's on the agenda. That's what I'm asking.
Yes, I think your commission has done that before. You could appoint her for the unexpired term and then for a new 4-year term.
So I'm going to say that the vote we just had was for the remainder of the existing term, and I'll turn back to Commissioner Hovey and see if
I'll make a motion that she fill the next term.
Second.
Okay.
Okay. So that motion was made by Commissioner Hovey. It was seconded by Commissioner Greenberg to appoint Ms. Bavona to the full 4-year term that would commence in July of this year. Right. Discussion? Andrea.
Commissioner Kendrick?
Aye.
Deputy Mayor Resnick?
Aye.
Commissioner Hovey?
Aye.
Commissioner Cannon?
Aye.
Commissioner Greenberg?
Aye.
Okay, good. Thank you, Commissioner Greenberg, for catching that. Anthony?
No report.
Kevin?
No report. Thank you,
Mayor. Andrea?
No report. Thank you.
Commissioner Hovey?
I just wanted to say the event looked like on Saturday. It was a great event. I saw the pictures on Facebook, and I do know why we moved from Minnesota 35 years ago after spending 5 days in 30-degree and lower temperatures. So,
Commissioner, we did have about 2 minutes of rain, and I'd like to apologize on behalf of Chicago.
Yeah.
Still.
Okay. So, Chris, you don't get a pass on 4th of July. You've had your one chance. Is it all, Commissioner Hovey?
That's it.
Commissioner Cannon.
Yes, I If it's not too much trouble, on item 301, the pavilion at Trotwood, could we put that up so that the members in the audience can see the new pavilion that we've approved to go in at Trotwood Park? I think that might be of interest to them.
Commissioner, if I could interject briefly, just when everyone looks at this, please know this is basically the, let's call it the shell. There's there's a lot of aesthetic enhancements that will be beyond just the picture that everyone's about to see that I think everyone will be pleased, very pleased with.
Okay. And maybe Brian or Kevin, if you, about how many people, this is going to be a large pavilion, about how many people will it accommodate?
I'm going to have Christopher spot me, but I believe about 150, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, that's correct. And like Kevin said, there'll be a different standing seam metal roof on it. It'll have some decorative brickwork around the pillars. It'll have a nice walkway going out to the pond, and it'll be really nice.
You're trying really to incorporate the utilization of the pond with the pavilion to have an overlook or walkway, if you will, to kind of – we're actually hopeful that people will want to have weddings and whatnot. And it'll, as Chris will tell you, there's been a pretty significant demand for Trotwood Park and its pavilions. But they're smaller, as you all know, and a large facility, we believe, based on the input that we've received, is warranted and will be used. And
yeah, I think it's great.
Be a nice amenity.
It's great because there's a need for larger groups or, you know, sports teams and things that want to get together, and you need a large, you know, pavilion like that.
And the commission, obviously, you all knew that when you approved the master plan and had the vision to see this. And I think again, the good folks of Winter Springs will all utilize this, and we hope to. I want to get ahead of myself, but we hope if everything goes well, we have similar plans over at Torcaso Park.
Correct.
But just some other things going on right now that
beautiful as it is, I do not trust my aesthetic judgment because that's usually wrong or meaningless. But what I do know is the price is about a half or a third of what it might have been with less careful staff work on it.
Well, I'm always proud to discuss prices, Mayor, but you would be correct, sir. Thank you.
Commissioner Cannon?
Yeah, the only other question I'd like, this is actually for you, Kevin. Can we get a report? I know when we had the hurricane, we had some pretty substantial city losses, right? Can we get a report on how much of our self-insured, like how much we had to pay down our reserves, you know, the self-insured limits, and kind of where we stand going now into the next season?
I think Commissioner, I think at this point, though, it may be a little premature. These things tend to turn very, very slowly.
Right.
For example, and you didn't ask this, but relative to that, it was just a few recent years ago that we closed out the 2004 hurricanes relative to FEMA.
Right.
But absolutely, we'll see where we are, but assuming it's... let me see how much information we have, but absolutely.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get a sense. I mean, are you comfortable? We've got enough reserves going into the next hurricane.
I am. I only offer what I'm about to offer for somewhat anecdotal, but not to compare. And Sean, if you would please spot me on this, but my understanding is that everyone recalls the 2004 hurricanes. I believe we spent in the neighborhood of $6.5 million.
Yes.
To clean up during those efforts. I don't know if this recent hurricane was a comparator. It felt to me like it was.
Oh, yeah.
But we spent in the neighborhood of about $1 million to clean up this hurricane. And period.
Okay. Well, that's a big deal. And you set your reserves probably historically based on 2000.
We do. We base that on a typical reimbursement rate from FEMA, 75-25. And we base that on the amount of expenditures that we'd have based in 2004. Mm-hmm. And so I feel very confident that we have sufficient reserves in place to handle act of gods and weather. We certainly can't predict, but I do.
And I feel compelled to note that it was done expeditiously, which is what everyone wanted. But also, we had some public comment in here at the time, in the heat of the battle, that indicated that we were not nearly doing the same job as well as we had in 2004. And I think the facts completely refute that. Is that all, Commissioner Cannon?
That's all. Yes,
okay.
Thank you, Mayor.
Commissioner Greenberg.
Briefly, this is my completion of my first 2 weeks, and it's been quite action-packed. I've met with virtually every department head at Lane. I've toured the water, sewage facilities. I've seen all the parks once again, having been on parks. I was familiar, but always good to spend time with Chris. all in all, I believe I'm like virtually fully up to speed. Explore Outdoor, that was a wonderful event. Congrats on pulling that off despite the rain that you should have controlled. Went to the Kids House Gala, and Winter Springs was extremely well represented there. There were several of us that were in attendance, and that was really good to see. And in conclusion, I'd like to congratulate Ms. Bivona, who I'm sure is going to do a wonderful job on the TLBD. It's a very important committee. It does spend your tax dollars. It is a line on your tax bill. And you know, with her financial expertise, I think we're going to do very well with that and continue the path it's been on. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner. Deputy Mayor.
Thank you. I'll echo everything everybody said about Explore Outdoors. The one thing I'll add is snakes. Really? Really? I'm sure some people appreciated the snakes. That's the one area I stayed away from. And not, you know, there's a movie about that. But anyway.
No airplanes, though.
Snake on planes.
Oh, I was thinking the other one. What's it? Anyway. And then Sunday, Tuscola, you did a great job as well, the THOA. Thank you so much for the invite. It was great out there. I don't know how many people you had, but everybody was happy and smiling. So thank you for including me on that. But my big thing is post – to everybody listening and everybody in the audience, somebody mentioned it this evening, but there's a reality and there's a Facebook reality, and that's what's starting to concern me. And I've had meetings on this for a while, but just because somebody says it, please call one of us. There's six of us up here. There's a city manager. There's staff down there. Jumping to conclusions doesn't give you the correct answer on any of these statements. And so it makes us look bad always. And the way it's presented is it makes us look bad first, and then we sit there and having to defend actions because people believe what they believe. I understand TV shows. I understand movies that it always looks like government is out to get you. We live with you. We don't intend to destroy everything around you. It's just that Facebook gets wilder and wilder and wilder and wilder. And if we're awake, we can help stem some of it. But it is a growing problem. So please call us, utilize us, call City Hall. I won't give up Ryan's number, but call staff. And come here first, please. I'm just begging you because the last 2 weeks have been entertaining, but not accurate. So thank you.
Well, it is an even-numbered year, Deputy Mayor. That helps explain some of that. Commissioner Kendrick.
All right. I hope everyone had a happy Easter. It was a wonderful day. My kids are 8 and 5, so it's always a big day at the Kendrick household. Explore Outdoors was a blast. My two little girls loved the snakes. That was very – and the Madagascar hissing cockroach, they absolutely loved all of the critters crawling all over them, which I wasn't sure how that was going to work, but it worked really well. And they had a good time. Right. And I want to commend something that my family and I think a lot of residents and citizens enjoyed was the chalk art. The chalk art was absolutely phenomenal. And to see those artists and see what they're doing, it brought a whole new perspective to some of the artists that are out there that maybe you don't realize that are out there. And it was a great experience. Commissioner Cannon and I had a leadership seminal this past Friday, something called SimSoc. I won't go into it any further, but
what
it.
What color were you?
I was red.
Oh, good.
So it was, red. He's expecting me to say that it wasn't an enjoyable experience, but it was. We had a great time. We have two more, Government Day, and that's only because it was postponed because of Hurricane Irma. And then is it Police Day or Law Enforcement Day?
Law Enforcement Day.
And then graduation. So it's been quite a year going through Leadership Seminole. I would recommend anyone look into it. It's about 50, 55 people every single year. It's a year-long class. It's quite a wonderful experience, and maybe you can get your employer to pay for it. It's a wonderful thing. Mayor Lacey and I have a tri-county board meeting tomorrow.
Yes.
Commissioner Hubby, you have asked about, it's not session anymore. I know you've asked about some of the things that we've been doing. Tomorrow we will be brought up to speed on some of the things that are happening out of session, and I'll be happy to report that next commission meeting. And congrats, Ms. Bivona, on your new appointment. And I just wish everyone a wonderful night. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Briefly, again, congratulations to Ms. Bivona. Thank you for volunteering for that board. As Commissioner Greenberg mentioned, it is extremely important. Chris, you've been suitably chastised for the rain, so I won't go into that, but I will add my 2 cents to the quality of the event. Mm-hmm. It was excellent, so thank you and your team for putting that on. That's all I have for reports. So with that, we go to our last round of public input. I don't have any blue forms at this point, but that doesn't mean you're not welcome to speak. So public input is open. Does anyone wish to address the commission on topics of general interest? Seeing none, close public input.
Mayor, may I make a quick comment?
Just of course,
briefly, there's a lot of positive comments about Explore Outdoors, and I don't want to leave that discussion without thanking A Budget Tree and our many sponsors that allow us to mm-hmm. put these events on without any utilization of tax dollars.
Yeah. Thank you, Mayor. Yeah, and you can't let the opportunity go by. We had A Budget in to give them a resolution or proclamation, but they really stepped up during Hurricane Irma cleanup. My comments about how expeditious we cleaned it probably would... We'd still be talking about it if A Budget Tree hadn't stepped into the void on that. So we're thankful to them and glad to hear they're getting more involved in what we're doing with the city.
Mayor, if I may just have 30 seconds.
Yeah.
At the Chief, thank you for having all of your officers out there and your canine units and everything at the Tuscaloosa. You know, a barbecue was wonderful, and the kids loved it, and the adults loved it too. So thank you very much for being out there with your officers, and please pass along my thanks for them being there.
Okay. All right, we meet again in 2 weeks on April 23rd. Anything before we go, commissioners? Hearing no objection, we're adjourned.
We are adjourned.